Your award-winning student radio station.
This is Your Raw.
This indeed is Your Raw, and I'm your head of sport, Tim Arsenal. I'm now joined in the studio by Sophie and Rian from Women's Netball, as before, because what we're going to do here is something a little bit special, because I'm a big fan of radio and sports, and I'm a big fan of Radio 1, and there is a popular feature, of course, on Radio 1 called Innuendo Bingo. Recently, it was Varsity, and I'm just saying, you know, we have to reference Varsity. Well, we won, didn't we? You know. I'm just saying it's okay. I'm not going to get drawn into it. So basically, what I thought I'd do, just to kind of look back on it with a fond gaze, is get a few highlights of the commentary, which we did coverage for on Raw and Warwick TV, in a bit of an unconventional manner. So basically, guys, I'm guessing you've seen Innuendo Bingo before.
Yeah.
So if you could fill your cups with water and then maybe, like, take a sip of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do apologise in advance for this, because there are bin liners.
I also just ate. We have no idea what's going on.
There are bin liners on the seats. There are bin liners on the seats, but not bin liners on you guys. So
yeah.
This could get about to be. This could be about to get a little bit wrong.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, just take a mouthful of water. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I just try. If you spit the water out, try and do it away from the electrics, because the tech team are just. They want me to make sure that nothing explodes. There's no danger here at all. I promise. So
okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So here we have. We're gonna have the first clip from Innuendo Bingo. Don't swallow it. Just keep it in your mouth. Hang on a minute. I've got a siren. I've done it. I'm sorry. I will stop doing innuendos myself. Mm. So this first clip is one that involves you, actually, Sophie. A bit of a questionable way of describing how eager you are to get possession.
12-9.
If you look at Sophie's face, she wants this ball.
Sophie wants it.
Rian has... Because it was Rian that said that. I mean, it's. I didn't actually put the clip in, but I do remember calling the netball match a passionate affair. I didn't mean in that way. That clip's not on there. So, not that this is a competition, but how are you guys feeling after that one? Not too bad?
Well, that was all right.
That was all right. I think it's fair to say it gets a little worse.
Oh, God,
so, this second one is also from netball and basketball, and it's a bit of an unconventional tactic from Coventry to prevent Warwick from scoring.
Near and net so far for Warwick. Whenever they close down a deficit, Coventry go on a streak.
Yeah.
A streak on the pitch, as in... They didn't even get that one. Maybe that's just me and my... Okay. They've managed to do quite well here. So here's the third clip. And this one is a case of the rugby boys, maybe, going through a bit of sudden puberty, I think it's fair to say.
All the players
they just need
out.
The ball
All
over the line.
Players.
Every single 14 of the players have gone into the mould.
Has
the ball dropped?
The ball drops there, but these guys are contending themselves.
I just swallowed it instead. I didn't know what to
do. That's cheating. That's not the name of the game.
I'm just trying really hard not to spit it in Sophie's face, but I might change my
tactics.
Okay,
well, they're doing reasonably well so far. I think the first one was the one that got you kind of the best.
Yeah, I did have a little dribble on Sophie's chair there.
I think this one maybe will be a good one for you. Have a listen to this one. This again from the rugby. And they're finding themselves in a bit of a compromising pose. And our commentator, Niall Johnson, gets a little bit hot under the collar in this clip.
Brought him down there in quite a difficult position. But Warwick ruck over well.
Because what? Oh, Sophie. No.
Sophie's finding out to Niall Johnson.
I'm so sorry. Because you went...
I went for the flooring.
No.
Sorry, you bet.
Because Sophie kind of went down and then you like spat it over her. Just oh my god, this is complete
that
chaos.
Is so rude.
I'm sorry, but it's only going to get worse from here because
that was a funny one.
This next clip, I genuinely don't know what to say about. I don't know what to say about this one, so I'm just going to play it. This is from the ice hockey, and let's just say Fraser and Jacob have a bit of an interesting relationship.
I will personally. I'll eat that pen. Fraser will eat my brown Stabilo pen. Other pens are available. And it's art.
Oh. I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
I got your face when you caught my knee.
The guilt I have. I mean, okay, no, this is absolutely hilarious. This isn't... I
feel quite bad.
I feel quite wet.
I keep going for the floor to make
you say you feel quite wet? I'm sorry. That'd be like Innuendo Bingoception. We're going to have an Innuendo Bingo of an Innuendo Bingo. Okay, so this final clip. Are you guys fans of the Naked Rowers?
I enjoy to look at them occasionally.
Fair enough. So Tristan and Lucas actually did an interview with me, which I never ever go on about and post all over my Facebook. It's nearly on 10,000 views, actually. You can catch it on YouTube.com.
10,000 views?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you not seen it?
No.
Well, it's interesting. Check it out. Okay, I might not send it to you. It's fun. So this is one from my interview with Tristan and Lucas. Okay. And let's just say Tristan... Gains something when he gets a little bit hot. Your height fluctuates based on temperature, Tristan.
Yeah, basic physics.
okay.
Obviously,
basic,
things
yeah.
expand with heat.
Do they?
So if it's a hot day, I'll generally have a few more inches.
I thought that was the worst one, but I'm impressed you guys have kept it together there.
I think it's because I knew what was coming. I think I saw it coming. The other ones, I just didn't see it coming.
You saw it coming?
Yeah. Oh, no!
I feel like I'm quite culpable for some really cringeworthy radio right now, but I think this is absolutely hilarious. Thank you, guys.
No problem.
And I'll tell you what, a song that has absolutely nothing to do with innuendo. This is Wild Beast with All the King's Men. It's a song about having relationships with many, many people at the same time. Coming up, some quizzes with Women's Net.
Great.